hard to take this seriously.
Fire away there, Bulvik. Nice shot. You got it.
And good luck. You'll need it. Oh, Flutter, we hit the launch chute. Okay, so wait till you're over the water, Flutter. There you go. Nice launching. Now keep the ground in your view, Flutter. Push forward in your right hand. Just keep, make sure you can see the ground at all times. Push forward in your right hand and you will see it.
Right.
There you go. Just keep your thumb off that little switch there. And I'm sure you feel all the flak. That is ground target flak. Remember, lasers are for the ground target. So keep your LSRs on.
What a bumpy ride.
Okay, puzzling evidence. You have a ground target ahead of you. Get your lasers on now and fire away. You got a voodoo, fire away. There you go, keep firing. Okay, Flutter, you also have a ground target below you. Remember, just go nice and gentle in your right hand, nice and easy. Okay, puzzling evidence, fire away. Line up the laser sight right on top of the target. Okay, voodoo, fire away. Put that laser sight on the target. Nice and gentle, nice and easy. Voodoo, nice shot. Okay, Flutter, keep the ground in view, nice and easy. Okay, everyone, welcome to the dogfight area. Keep your radar screens on. Your enemies are about to appear as hollow planes. Now you guys can start dogfighting each other. Make sure you stay close to your wingman, the little green planes on the radar. So, Flutter, see those numbers? Keep them right side up. And then when they are, puzzling evidence, you have bogeys on your 9 o'clock behind you. A little bit to the left. You want to bank around. Now they're on your 6. Keep turning. Keep turning. Line them up on your 12 o'clock. When they are, you're heading for them. Pull back, Flutter. Keep pulling hard. Keep pulling back hard. Nice maneuver, Flutter. You just saved your virtual life. Push forward, Voodoo. Keep the ground in view. Keep pushing forward. Now fire, Voodoo. You have an air target. Change your weapons to missiles or HVPs and fire. There you go. That's an A-10 drone. Keep firing, Voodoo. Nice shot. You destroyed the target.
All right.
Okay, Flutter. Keep the ground in view. Nice and gentle in your right hand. Puzzling evidence, get the numbers right set up and push forward. You got him. Nice shot, Flutter. Okay, well, watch out for the ground. Let's level your plane out. Get the radar screen on and turn around. You are leaving the dogfight area. Okay, evidence, you're redirected. Just go straight. You're heading towards the dogfight area now. We have your enemy, Flutter, waiting for you, puzzling evidence. I'm dying. She wants to take you. I think she wants to take you out, so keep your radar screen on and keep going straight.
Gotta try the bridge.
Okay, Voodoo, we're gonna redirect you now.
Okay.
The reason you're on the autopilot is because that little dotted line on the radar got behind you. And if we'll notice, there's nothing but flatness ahead of you.
Gotcha.
So it's turning you around. And if you are to follow the line, that brings you firing. Almost. Keep the ground underneath you. Fire away in the ground target. Keep firing. A little more to the left. Fire, fire, fire. Nice shot. Wave off, wave off. Took a little flak from that. You have another one. Fire away. Your headset's on. Looks like puzzling evidence pulled the first place with 61,000 points. Nice score. All right, everyone. We'll meet you in the debrief area to review the flight.
Well, beam me up, Scotty.
That's very funny, Senator. You want to know what's funnier than that, though?
This blows.
What's an experiment?
Best color man in the business.
It's an experiment.
To you, Phil.
Back to you, Phil. Yeah.
That's why this is the best radio station on Earth. Earth.
Well, see, that kind of blows. I mean, it's good for you, but not too much better for us.
Sir, captain speaking. Reached your cruising altitude.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, so I was.
I wondered if you'd like mine. You shouldn't have to lick the bag. No, really, here.
What the heck's going on?
Well, they came over from Atomic City with this new delivery. I signed for it, but I... Oh, I'd better get that. This is for you, I think. This package.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Well,
Who's
this? Who is that?
What did you say it was? It's the Fast and Easy in Petaluma. That's the return address. I don't know what it is they sent us. It sort of rattles when I shake
it. Raw meat.
Yeah, it has that odor.
It has a dripping kind of effect to it.
What's that?
Hello.
Well, it's part of our nation's history.
Which nation is that?
They make the sandwich.
The Sandwich Nation, of course. The Sandwich Islanders celebrate their quadricentennial today.
With relish.
Yes, they've somehow mustered up the effort to have an international polyglot festival.
Ew.
Here's your phone.
And I understand all the big guns will be attending, including Yoko Ono, Jeff Koons, the remains of Andy Warhol, Johnny Depp, Tim Burton, Hugh Hefner, and the entire gang.
Tim Curtin?
Tim Burton, traveling on the same airplane as Linda McCartney, Laurie Anderson, Bill T. Jones, and RuPaul. Bob is the foremost, forsworn, and forever fallen from a lofty position.
For me?
I don't know any girls. Who could that be? A girl? Hey, girl. Who is this?
The echoing voice of Smith squiggling through the wire.
Smith? Who's Smith?
Oh, you hear that burrowing voice, like a burrowing burrow, and
sounds like.
And call me at the department within the hour. And when you call, here's what I want you to say.
I'll get it.
Okay, I've got to take care of that.
It sure seems like a long ring. Yeah. Hello?
For you.
It's for you, Hal.
Oh, okay. Hello?
This is the relation. We actually have some deep...
Hello? They hung up. But, you know, we are here. And the entire control room is swarming with enormous, loathsome spiders. Uh-oh. I guess I shouldn't have mentioned that.
You did.
Yes.
Now, how do I get to them?
Well, it's very easy. You just reach up and knock one down with your finger, and they come flying out of the way. Oh, at this moment, I have another one. Hold on just a moment. I'm gonna put you on hold. I can't pick that one up. There's a spider on it. Why don't you take care of that one, and I'll go out for
it. You sure this is a spider?
Where to?
Well, it looks like a burrowing wolf spider of the order Geolycosa.
Is this car talk?
Yeah.
Bela car talk.
About the problem of having spiders in the engine.
A spider in the engine room operates the machinery.
Oh, there he goes. Getting a monkey wrench and everything.
Spider.
Now monkeys, too, huh? Reminds me of that new Robin Williams movie that's coming out.
So many little phones here. I don't know which one of these is ringing.
A scary monkey.
KPFA has a room with 100 phones in it.
848-4425 in the 510 area code.
And you can be one of those phones.
Or one of those spiders. The choice is up to you.
Oh, look, he just hung up his mind.
It's a webwork of seeming contradictions spun by hundreds of delicate spider organs around the studio.
Who's going to clean this up after the show?
Not me. If they think I'm going to clean it up, they got another thing coming. But let's think more constructively. You know, the acanthoctenid spiders of the order Acanthoctenidae resemble the wandering spiders who wander over the entire Earth. They do have a cribellum, however, unlike the long-lost wandering spiders. They have two leg claws, and their hackled webs are found near their hiding places under loose bark. About 20 species are known from the American tropics. And the brightly colored snow cone spider, whose name is given because it resembles the hot weather treat. I guess I didn't get through with that one.
And then dial your operator.
What the? Well, my operator died long ago. I hate to tell people, you know. People are often disappointed. Women especially. You can't. A death is a death. One must move on to something.
Put that away.
I just wanted to show the advanced state of decomposition. Parallel lamellae, the fasciculi, deep convolutions of the. You can slide on it if you like, but I don't really recommend
it. Please
ask Hal
to put that away.
All right. No one's interested. Oh, who's that? What? What?
I said something about going to the beach.
Oh, they love the sun on the beach. Gosh darn it.
Spider strike of 1997.
They struck, eh?
Really? So what did they go for? Higher wages, huger deserts.
They go for the guts.
Higher buildings, darker corners.
The M-spider.
The M-spider, eh?
Yeah.
You know, the orb weavers.
Take the K-spider up into Portola.
I often called the RG.
You catch the M-12 spider, goes all the way out to Telegraph Avenue.
The George spider.
There are 2,500 species, but of course there are more. Science simply refuses to acknowledge
their existence.
The George
spider just unloaded 12 tons of liquid chicken.
P.U.
from the truck.
What about the GTH spider?
Not housebroken.
GTH, that's what I forgot to bring.
Too much BTH and BTU. You and the liquid chicken excreted by that particular arachnid.
Hey, GTH, Hal.
Well, BFD. I mean,
LML.
Yeah, FRS, BBC, DSC, SPCA.
AFU.
Now, don't be shy, little caller.
Give us a jingle.
She just rolled over and fell asleep.
It's only the police.
It's a cop.
Please?
So talk to them.
Yeah, it's only to please.
To police or thank you. We'll police the area of these spider remnants in a moment. But first, please give us a call at 848-4425 in the 510 area code and relate your individual anecdote about spider science.
Please help us with the spooky spiders that are sneaking up behind you.
The spookiest spiders are the orb weavers who have terrible vision. They can't see a nose in front of their face. Of course, they don't have noses in front of their face. They locate prey by feeling the vibration and tension. Then quickly turn
how it must be to feel vibration and tension on them.
Then their fourth legs pull out silk and wrap.
That might not be so bad.
Well, don't say so until you haven't tried it.
Indeed. Let's all walk like spiders.
Oh, I'd rather not. My
Come on,
back
no,
is...
it's really fun.
Oh, but
I'll push your little wheelchair over here.
Okay, hold on just a moment. I've got to avoid these webs and...
Take her shoes off.
Get it, webs? There's another clue.
Well, I... You know, we never describe...
That light!
Ah! And the lights went out, but that's all right. I can feel the rustling in the dark of thousands of irritated... well, if I can find my way to the phone... Ah, there's a little light now. There's a little light. I can just see my way over to the phone here. Hello. You've reached the show. Tonight, spider science takes a backseat to spider violence and meaningless spider things.
It's eating Bohonda City.
Well, that's not surprising,
wow,
since Bohonda City is made entirely out of edible insect parts.
The thing is, if humans have to die, they like to die with a beat. With a beat. Oh, that's the other
Because they have eyes in four rows are sometimes placed in a separate family.
Ooh, well, they're not in my family, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're in four separate families down
they're
the street.
They're green.
Yeah, oh, they're inexperienced by way of spider colony.
Jumping spiders.
Oh, there goes one.
That mimic ants.
Jumping spiders? How far can they jump anyway?
They mimic ants, too.
Well, if they mimic ants, we might as well just give up entirely.
Really? Really? Really, caller?
Jumping spiders.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, don't be scared. Now, are there any spiders around you? Yeah?
Yeah, lots of green spiders actually been smoking them up.
Oh, my gosh. Green.
Don't break the green spider.
Out here in Cotati, it's kind of stunning.
Yeah.
It's kind of Cotati where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, the giant
stuffed dinosaurs haven't begun to run around yet.
Wow, I want one.
Me too, with the backgrounds that are so silly. Giant pterodactyls fly from trees.
From tree to shining tree.
Yeah, with hardly a flapping motion. Here are some now.
Gliding through the air on membranous wings, they strike a pose for history.
Oh, I see. They're little Madonna hats.
You know, even more repulsive than these spiders is any kind of mechanically produced beat, the mechanical beat of techno-pop music,
exactly.
Or the implied ticking of easy-listening music.
Argued all
Both
day
are
with the,
anathema to the sensitive soul who fears spiders like nothing else. Now, as a great scientist once said, protuberantiae insigniores extra cardinum vocantur nates.
Okay, sounds good to me. I'm going to have to spark.
Or, in layman's terms, the notable bark? Protuberances above the hinge are called buttocks. That was the lay translation.
A 100 different words you can't say on the radio.
Oh, dear. Well,
the radio waves barely even make it.
Now, what do you want to break from up there?
What do I want to break from?
Yeah.
No more break dancing. That's so obsolete. Nobody does that anymore.
What's break dancing?
At the demon party.
Well, you don't have to break dance if you don't feel like it.
Well, it's poison, man, basically.
So sad, the toads in the rice that killed the poppy cockalorum and the cockahoopatrice.
Selenopid crab spider.
Ooh, get it away from me. How loathsome. Oh, excuse me. We have some guests here. We have some of the world's authorities on the spider kingdom in our studio tonight, including Professor Conrad Spider of Seattle, Washington.
That's you, caller. That's you. No, not him. Okay, go ahead.
Sleeping with spiders.
Yeah, sleeping with spiders. Okay,
or
good.
Women who run with the spiders and spin up their prey in webs and dissolve
and
them
radio
with their
stations
digestive
who love
juices.
Them. Okay, that's your caller.
Type 1.
All right, we're typing it in now.
There we go. Now, you see, I spent the afternoon in an aircraft simulator, which I fired at simulated spiders crawling over the landscape.
Were you successful? Did you achieve a good kill ratio?
Yes, I did. Did you hear the early part of the show? I got the highest score ever.
Uh-oh. Well, I guess we're going to break a lot of records today, folks.
You had a background with endless bay bridges and localized targets, ground targets, air targets flying around. Near aircraft collisions you have to avoid. It was amazing. You have a vampire starter kit?
vampire spiders.
Well, oh, they all are. They're all vampires.
That's why we're playing this kind of music.
Particularly distinctive distinction. Remember, always stock an ample supply of chicken liquid supreme for your more discriminating customers.
You mean follow the can around the store?
From Sardi's to the Brown Derby, coast to coast, smart restaurateurs have discovered that the best costs them little more than pennies a serving.
The normal.
Insist on the best. Whatever its form or presentation, make it liquid chicken. The original since 1883.
Don't forget to wash it off.
Brought to you by the American Association of Hydroponic Fowl Raisers and by the South of the Border Kitchens Incorporated, makers of Gros Con Polo. Ask us about our convenient 55-gallon drums of roadkill consommé delivered to your kitchens on a weekly or bi-monthly basis.
And don't forget to fill out the confidential career survey at the front of the store.
It is not obligatory, but it helps us in serving our customers better and better portions of bubbling liquid chicken. See also rarefied rooster, rentgen, rodent, alfalfa, Romeo, hot sauce, max factor, tractor pies, porcupine, pies, and all kinds of tasty finger-licking liquid chicken fingers.
This will assist when the
and
FBI
home alone and chins.
Vastly increases wiretapping sensibilities.
Horrible.
Wired and caffeine sensibilities.
Oh, is this Cafe
Found
This
only
gone?
In Mexico.
Yeah, it's Cafe This Gone. I got a. I don't have much of an echo.
Maybe
calling from Washington.
This guy is obviously.
I don't even know what's been on the show.
Over he's
the
been name, circling Donald. For days and is unable to land. If you could just talk him down, he might be able to make it.
Okay, man, you're down, huh?
Keep drinking coffee
about
and
going to your job.
Begin the landing cycle now.
Jump.
You can do it. Jumping spiders are notorious for playing and then biting.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
When you're working on a volcano, your equipment and wits can't fail you. Similarly, while you're doing this radio station, you have to keep one jump ahead of the spider, the call.
Hey, what? Oh, okay. There they go.
Ah,
see, if we don't talk about them, they don't come back.
Holding back by now. Yeah, that's the thing about radio. You are only in danger of something if you talk about it, because that makes it real.
Wow, it's real again.
Why pay market value for a new home when you can pick up a similar house for 10%, 20%, or 30% below its normal selling price? Or, contrary-wise, why pay full price for a jolly circus show involving Spasmo the Clown?
Yeah, why?
When you can sneak in under the tent and see it for free.
In the circus of life, we'll tell you how.
Why pay the IRS on your Las Vegas jackpot when a little-known loophole lets you keep everything? Or why pay for your current auto insurance when you don't even have a car? Weighty matters to consider. In the Halloween carnival, the carousel of doom, the tunnel of torment. You know.
You don't pay taxes.
Satan's Christmas, right. Yeah, right. So,
what's ironic is tomorrow I will. Uh-oh. Hundreds and hundreds of them.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's the deadline.
What? Again?
The city says, give me it.
Oh, the homeowner. City.
And the little homeowners rush and scurry around.
This city now doth like a garment wear the beauty of the night.
The big thumb of the city tries to smash.
Big thumb.
Gimme.
It's the gimme game.
This year we're releasing hundreds of spiders in City Hall.
Like the ones that scuttled off last year with
Bertha's working behind the counters will run and flee from the scary spiders. Yes.
Now the literal meaning of the name Bertha is Germanic and it means bright.
Its large
suggested character quality or godly characteristic means bright one. And it goes with a suggested lifetime scripture verse of Psalm chapter 97, verse 11. Light is sown for the righteous and joy for those whose hearts are right. An Arizona woman bought a giant cactus as a house plant.
The spider mind you.
A few days later, she was alarmed to see the cactus moving its prickly arms. She fled the house with her children just before the cactus exploded, releasing swarms of scorpions in her living room.
Somebody's looking for some other show on the sampler.
In Petaluma, California, horrified visitors to a secluded house by the edge of a cemetery discovered the bodies of three victims, trussed up and drained and eviscerated by thousands of swarming spiders who crawled over their upside-down hanging husks.
Yeah, okay, well, let's go to the field now for that report.
Did you mention the remains of the pizza boys found?
Oh, they were all around the yard. Sheriff said it could have been mountain lions, but I've never seen mountain lions do this.
I don't think mountain lions attack pizza boys very often.
And they don't wrap them up in silk and suck them dry.
And, of course, there is the news this week that pizzas keep men alive longer.
That's true, but you have to have 10 slurpy
pizzas
helpings of tomato sauce per week. You could drink tomato juice.
Tomato juice.
Or you could eat raw tomatoes. They're probably even better if you don't cook
those tomatoes.
Just don't let one of those spiders near a juicy, ripe tomato, or you'll soon end up with a dried out husk.
Hello, is this
but boy, can they play the piano with their eight legs.
Wow, look at that thing go. It's a little tiny piano, but it sounds like a real one.
Yes, the tinkling keys are one of the more precious sounds.
Tink, tink, tink.
Okay, thanks.
All I know is...
Yes?
Yes?
Come on, man, out with it. That's disgusting. Okay, now you can put it back.
Y'all, don't go to sleep now.
I'd like to thank you all for coming here to our spider symposium.
My Lord, we're just going everywhere.
It's 848-4425 in the 510 area code. And
look,
of course,
and Hal's doing this little dance for you, so come on.
Spiderific fun. Hee hee. You have to lift your feet to make sure that they don't land on the hairy spiders.
Call.
Yeah, that's best.
Yeah, are there any eagle claw spiders?
Eagle claw spiders?
Yeah.
Okay. The little caller is
the
trying
kind of claws they have are bad enough.
Ask questions.
Well, speak into the rectifier, boy. I can't hear you.
And the pupils are quite large and engorged. And, man, if you got bugged out eyes, basically, is what I'm saying, you're pretty screwed up in the head somehow.
Yeah, but if you have six eyes, you're ahead of everybody else.
Up all night and stuff.
Six eyes on the road, and I'm going to make it home tonight. Old line says that.
And there he goes, tapping his way home.
It's Willie the Saloon Spider making his tipsy way home after a hard day's drinking.
Of liquid chicken.
That's right. The giant arachnid inserts its fangs through the skin of the chicken and sucks some of the chicken's internal liquids into its body cavity.
Wow.
Then, with a hydraulic pumping action unequaled in nature, it thrusts the liquids back through the hollow fangs into the body of the chicken, further mixing up the liquid chicken. Then it sucks a larger portion of liquid chicken into its gut. When it is finished with this back-and-forth procedure, it has entirely assimilated the body of the chicken and its slushy contents in a liquid chicken which can then be harvested by any happy spider farmer to produce the liquid chicken you see in your supermarket today.
So buy some. Come on, get up out of bed and go get some right now.
Now we realize this isn't for everybody, and if you prefer not to spend your money on liquid chicken, send it to...
Yes, out here at the liquid chicken farm, where we grow the liquid chicken on these little trees, the collars go crazy. See the regenerative
one, two,
powers?
One, two, and through and through, the vorpal sword went snicker-snack.
Now this caller feels stronger already.
No, I just broke my headphones. I'm ruined.
Jack fell down and broke his headphones and had to go to Radio Shack to get another pair.
Anyway, they were crappy.
Now let's keep it
clean.
They
only cost $5.95.
This is a family program. Now the first fish I caught was a goggle eye.
He's got a multiplex over there too, so stand back.
Yeah, I caught a goggle eye first, but then I did catch a crappy, and then I caught a perch.
Yeah, I put on those 3D goggles every night.
You know, you can't really see through women's clothes with those. That's all.
They're issuing everyone a deadly spider.
Catch a deadly spider.
Washington has finally come up with a solution to the healthcare problem. They're issuing everyone a deadly spider.
Yes, they travel easily in desiccated form in these handy envelopes you can collect at your neighborhood post office. Also carried by some filling stations and neighborhood taxidermy outlets.
Ah, yes.
I'm the great spider pretender.
Pay your taxidermy.
Spider pretender.
I think I read your book.
Especially your state business taxidermy and your...
They've been around. Latest experience.
We all know medical science has come a long, long way. What's not so well known is how our healthcare system is also more dangerous than ever, and more than 200,000 Americans die each year through spider bites and doctors' negligees. Negligence.
Hey, what are you doing?
It's getting worse. As more diagnostic tools and surgical options become available, it gets easier for doctors to make mistakes. If you were bitten by a black-bellied, round-eyed spider, you could, like 1,800 autopsy victims, find a diagnosis error rate of 20%, with half leading to the patient's deaths in an overhanging spider web. Sound complicated? It needn't be if you simply grasp the rudiments of spider science.
Or if you have a visa or MasterCard.
Okay, so let's hang on now and ride the spider.
What a bumpy ride it is.
I don't want to ride him.
And, of course, the Native Americans.
Come on, it's really fun.
One. They called her old grandmother
like
spider.
The Irish love to ride spiders.
I don't like this fun.
Orange legs, green eyes, pink abdomens.
And it says here, backwards thoughts. That can't be right.
Well, they don't think the way we do. You know, their entire body plan is backwards to compared to a human.
Oh, so I see. Here, I'll just scrub its little belly with Irish Spring.
But you see, when you scrub its belly, you're essentially rubbing its nerves.
I know. It'll get all excited but lathered at the same
time.
You
see, the spider has a dorsal heart and a ventral nervous system, unlike the human, which is the other way around.
Human, check, quick.
And then the human has its skeleton in the inside and its flesh on the outside, as opposed to the spider, which is the other way around.
I'm going to touch every word.
So how would you give a spider, say, CPR or something?
Well, first I'd give it a back rub, then I'd brush its coat until it shone.
Shone what?
Boy, I could see my reflection in that carapace.
10%.
Wait, that's my reflection.
Ah, that is an odd thing, hard for science to explain why your reflection should be there instead of mine.
Yeah, I like it too.
Well, that is only partially a good explanation. Perhaps I didn't drink enough liquid chicken upstairs, which I had to filter through one of the towels I found in the restroom on the floor by the toilet.
I want some of that, too.
Sorry, it's all gone. But
that's what I slipped on in the bathroom.
Oh, so I'm ripped. Sorry. I was in a hurry I actually called my show co-host and asked him to bring
foot.
A filter down.
Oh, paper towel stuck to my foot when it came in the bathroom.
I hate to tell you, that is not a paper towel there.
Oh, I see. Oh, my God.
What that is the clotted web of a giant South American funnel web megalomorph spider.
Oh, my God.
And there it is. There it is. Right over by the... right there it is. By the wall.
Oh, my God.
See, it's going up the wall. It's a great big one, too.
Rob, wake up. It's moving.
Give me that record album cover. Give me that album cover. I'll just squash it.
Kill it.
You mean there's teenagers?
Oh, he doesn't want me to. All right, I'll do it.
Teenage spiders.
Hold on. I'm going to swat it. Hold on.
Stomp him.
Oh, he's getting away.
Oh, paint. Okay, the nice music started. He must be dead.
Get to the spider. Oh, victory.
Who's going to clean up this mess now?
Well, that's what we have janitors for down here in our brave new world of... gosh, the callers are going haywire. You know, the show's hardly started.
Too much drinking of the dark stuff there. Same show.
Dark liquid
show. That's right. Every single Friday morning, the same exact show plays over and over and over. Same words, same jokes, same people.
They were seduced by the dark side.
Including the dark side of the caller. And now see what happened?
Well, we don't have to talk about oversized spiders or chickens or anything. We'll let it be your call, caller. What shall we talk about today?
Well, I was actually just kind of talking about my day earlier today, a couple hours ago, but that's not of any interest to anyone, but...
Well, we can't look into the past. Come on, what have you got on the fire right now?
What have I got? Wait, what are you...
Got anything bubbling on the back burner that you'd like to set before us?
Yeah, I'm sick of this.
Don't be confused.
I'm scaring all these little children.
Yeah?
Not little
children.
The
ones we use on the show? Or the ones we use at home? Or
a shaft of sunlight. Jeez, huh?
I'm sick of this. I'm getting sick.
You're getting sick. It's too much liquid chicken.
Getting physically ill.
You're
physically
having a reaction
liquid chicken.
To your skin not being able to breathe through the liquid chicken.
I know just how he feels. My skin stopped breathing years ago, but it hasn't affected my appetite.
Okay, now we're doing the fashion show to show you.
This year, my lady wears a liquefied chicken ensemble by Colonel Chickering of Durban, South Africa. Liquid chicken makes the reinforced bustier with the long drooping plume and web-like train.
Notice a bright, lively activity on the show now.
We accessorize with a purse made from the abdomen of a giant African spider, and the circlet is the pièce de résistance. Enrico?
No, it's Javier.
Oh. It is? Gosh, I didn't know he went in for that kind of stuff.
He's taking over George's position.
I thought he was spinning a web in the bathroom.
He changed his orientation entirely one night, and here he is.
Well, you know, he was given a mention on the BG program, and that caused a certain shift.
But what about Buffy?
Well, she's not here either. She had a little run-in with a spider
Buffy
at home.
Buffy the Muffy.
She had a spider problem, and,
Buffy, where are you?
We have to, I beg your pardon.
She got slayed, man.
Well, you slay me. You really do.
Yeah. By vampire spiders, which always show up in this show.
You know, there are also vampire squid. Vampirotuthis is their scientific designation.
Vampire squid?
Vampire squid?
Yes, the deep sea pelagic squid.
I saw that movie before.
Vampire squid.
There's a movie?
Vampire squid from movie.
Attack of the Vampire Squid.
I'm just not keeping up with this stuff, but if I knew about it, I'd be the first
credits,
in line.
And there we go.
Now we've just got static. We're not picking up anything from the...
But it's through the static. If you were able to see the video signal, you'd notice there were over 500 spiders coming...
On Jupiter?
You can see them on the security camera outside the building.
Oh, they look mad. They're waving their legs, and I don't like the look of this at all. There's that terrible spider music that is all the rage these days.
Yeah. Techno spider, they call it.
No, I hate this stuff. Give me George Thorogood and the Destroyers. I mean, just look
Edward and the Dead Kennedys and...
Yeah, right. Joey Ramone and the Buttafuocos and so forth.
Ew. That's a horrible band, but I guess because Hal said it, we have to show them.
First
music video.
Well, this
Howie
was made when they were about 5 years old. You know, they're rolling around on
silly,
this bear rug.
We have to go through each video in order, in chronological order.
This is a rare, grainy,
see, this is before he had his nose
somewhat
operation.
Blurry kinescope from the 1960s.
Silly.
Well, it sure is heartwarming and fun for the whole family. As one more little polar bear cub slides down the ice floe,
extinguish the dog.
Walt Disney's White Wilderness.
Horrible! Look what they're doing to those hamsters.
Part of the great chain of being from old Mother Nature. For example, did you know there were flying Mexican pigs who roost in trees? Some snakes estimate for hundreds of years, only to emerge. What was that?
It's obscene. I can't repeat that.
I'm sorry. We cannot transmit these obscenities that we're receiving because you never know who might be listening. It could be Dr. Proctor, the checker at our station.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Dr. Proctor.
The checkered past of our station.
You know, Dr. Proctor, Sailor Whaler, Waiter Gator.
I'm sure in a week I'll be...
Who's that?
Some little caller head.
But he's way down there at the bottom of the sound well.
Hi, little caller.
My mom ran up to the phone, but that's kind of weird.
Let's put a spider down there with him and see what happens. Watch him.
He doesn't know what weird is.
Watch him flop and twitch.
I have so many good and bad vibes.
Yes, my boy, you have so much to give to the world.
Much
Why must
too
we
much.
Mock your
much
simple aspirations?
Overload for
you're the sign of compassion.
You are the crown of creation.
perhaps not.
Ask not what a spider might do to you.
Everything falls down. I fall to my knees. Oh, my God. I'm done.
You get down on your knees and thank God you're a secret agent man. Yes, I know. Well, what question do you have for us this morning?
Nun prepared.
Nun prepared. Numchuk pluribus unum. Oh, look at the mix. It's bubbling. In just a few moments, we're going to have liquid chicken for everyone here in the studio.
My favorite.
I thought you were a vegetarian. Oh, well, no, it's true.
Well,
I
exceptions with liquid chicken.
After all, it's hardly organic anymore. Its chemical structure has been completely changed by its passage through the spider's gut.
I like the soy liquid chicken myself.
Sodium.
Yes, it has a...
It's imitation liquid chicken.
A buffer zone between regular chicken and the total liquid.
The perfect cube.
Thank you. There's a
you mean
cream or a
bouillon cube?
That one tape that would just have the perfect moment in
this magic moment.
There's a great sound in here.
Just that one tape, though. It has to be that one tape with the cue on it.
Frankly, I'm not sure I follow you.
And it has to come at precisely the right tone. Okay, now I'm trying to find the place in the collar here. We lost the place in the collar.
Well, the popcorn's popping, and we can butter it with liquid chicken, and,
No, man, there's spiders all around the station now. Because we've been talking
about
them,
they just want attention.
Piling up, I can hardly see out of the security camera. They're covered with spiders.
Who are the crooks and chiselers who try to rip you
spiders.
Off?
Spiders.
Well, okay, all right.
Yeah, man.
You know, too often they're the people you least expect because...
Yeah, like you think about the president, what a spider.
You know them, you trust them.
The mayor, what a spider.
Well, this show is your ultimate
lawyer,
protection.
Spiders.
What about those Jehovah's Witness
nightmare.
Spiders that, like, come to your door and, like, never leave?
You mean in the spider protection program,
cocoon the
part of the federal
the
government.
Pets and small children up in the corner of the forest.
Oh, what a tangled web they weave.
Oh, there it is, a steel web.
It accompanies good conversation,
it,
makes old
falls
friends
over your
and strangers,
house if you don't join
and has
their
the
cult.
Singular ability to turn people into great crooks. Ah, and there he goes, flying overhead, out of the blue of the western
I
sky.
Spiders could fly.
Sky King. No, thank God, spiders can't fly.
I think they just dropped the hangar door on his car. Well, he'll be disappointed.
Hangar 57. All the other ones failed to hit the target.
You don't know that for sure. There could be a flying spider somewhere out there.
Spinning webs.
No, as cruel as old Mother Nature is, she never inflicted a flying spider on us.
A cast iron frying pan.
They sort of fly. I mean, they can do it with their webs.
It is true that some of them are balloonists, and thus they fly with a balloon that they have spun of silk.
Technically, wouldn't that be a flying spider?
Well, yes, but they don't have wings. They aren't able to direct their flight, but are at the mercy of the winds and tides.
Their energy.
It's kind of like a sailboat.
Yes, it is. They set off on their great voyage.
Here we go.
And this includes the deadly Lacrodecta spiders, the Black Widows. They, too, are balloonatics and aerialists at an early age.
They're new and fresh, neat and clean, thick and span.
You can see them floating over the water over there.
It's part of the ancient craft of Tsukuji Gahana.
They're related to the sperm whale.
Well, let's keep it clean now.
They spew a sphincter.
Yes, but that ambergris is well worth a dollar. In fact, it's worth scooping up.
It's spicy.
A war surplus life raft. I'm sorry. That's not available. Excuse
me. It's a cheese. That's a cheese item.
Yeah, okay. All right. I read from the wrong column. Many
You're just a little tiny signal at the bottom of the...
Armadillo is by the moniker opossum on the half shell. Besides sharing similar size, shape, and gait, both creatures are notorious for being found splattered on southern roads. Now, I, too, am puzzled by armadillo opossum behavior, but I don't let it stop me. I keep on
There's
going.
Movement beyond...
I don't see any movement.
It's a creeping spider.
Come down here and do a little talking on this here.
A bearded spider.
Oh, but look at Bertha. This spider's got a beard like a hippie beatnik. Suffer not the spider to bite the little children,
no,
Billy.
It's her.
They
website and he spins his web too.
If you play a little something, I'll give you all those songs.
What songs? This is not very clear. I don't think people would be entertained by this.
Spider writing is different than ours.
If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you.
We'd be delighted to take your call. If, that is, you have something constructive to add to our symposium of the air.
Yeah, I have some construction work for you. I could go...
Well, now, we don't want rough sailor's humor. This has to be suitable for the parlor and a young lady's finishing school.
Yeah, none of that pictures on T-shirts and hard leather.
You play with my head, and I'll play with yours.
Now, that's just what I was talking about, you see. That's just a perfect example of what we don't want. You know,
yeah,
spiders
remember to use
are
your mental dam.
Members of the phylum Arthropoda, the large group of animals with jointed legs and a hard outer skeleton.
And these little skeletons are hanging up as soon as they dial the number.
They belong, more specifically, to the class Arachnida, which includes animals with four pairs of legs, no antennae or wings, which is why there are no flying spiders, and only two body regions, a cephalothorax and an abdomen.
Music is not good if you don't play with it.
Yeah. Of course, today, modern spider scientists use the term prosoma. Making use of their time in this self-abusive fashion.
Squeeze it.
Identification in 4 minutes, man.
Uh-oh.
What is?
He's a four-minute man.
Yeah, this is going to be really exciting.
Now,
what's on TV, though?
TV?
What's on Channel 44?
Come on, we don't want to
watch. What's on Channel 7?
Oh, not TV, no.
It's Channel 2.
I'm watching the ceiling.
Earwigs?
Earwigs?
I'm not going to watch that. You have to tie me to a chair to make me watch that show.
Okay.
But what happened to Tallulah? I'm afraid the spider's gone.
He hasn't called for a while. That would add some interesting spice.
The spiders got her, is the unfortunate fact. That's why she never calls anymore. You know, they silence our most devoted callers.
It's a conspiracy.
A conspiracy of silence.
Conspiracy.
All this telekinesis is jamming up your natty airwaves and your neck.
Well, these are natty airwaves, aren't they? We're spiffily positioned on the air to bring to you a type of programming which you have demanded. And we're trying to fill that gap in your needs.
There are a few guidelines in place to consider. First, there are absolutely no guidelines. Anyone who might be offended by anything is advised not to listen to this program.
You're always on the air here on the show.
Hello?
Asking you to support
Hello?
Yeah, you're always on the air here on the show. Even as we walk along the sidewalk, mumbling our...
Hello, George.
We're all on the air.
Boy to belong.
Now we're opening up Reverend Hal's mental microphone, exploring his thoughts as he walks to the Cala Foods to get one can of cat food.
Gee, I remember that wonderful ice cream cone I had when I was 4 years old. It seemed like it was some kind of nutty flavor, like vanilla, but with little black things in it, which might have been chopped almonds or maybe anchovies or possibly...
Uh-oh, there he is. He's dropping his change on the...
Hey, what are you doing, stupid? You dropped your money.
Yes, meet old Mr. Mustard. Chasing Hal down the street.
There was a fantastic story in the paper today about Neil Armstrong in Liz Smith's column. Did you see that?
No, but who mentioned that to me? The secret of...
The secret of a mysterious remark Neil Armstrong, the first human to walk on the moon, had made, which nobody had been able to figure out. And I can only recollect it and would probably get it wrong if I retold it. Basically, he... got down, and everyone knows he said, that's one small step for a man, one giant step for mankind.
$75 if he wants to do the quote. Oh, okay.
But he also said something like, good luck, Gretzky. And they wondered if he was talking elliptically about some Soviet astronaut, but there was no Soviet astronaut named Gretzky.
Wow.
And finally it turned out that... Years ago, when little Neil Armstrong was playing softball in an empty lot with his brother, His brother hit the ball so that it landed under their neighbor, Mr. Gretzky's, window. And when little Neil went to retrieve the ball, he heard Mr. Gretzky's wife screaming, "Oral sex! Oral sex! You'll get oral sex when the kid next door walks on the moon!" And so, you see, that is the explanation of Neil Armstrong's mysterious remark made on the moon, which had always baffled NASA scientists until today. Since Mr. Gretzky died, Neil felt it was all right to explain it now, not wishing to cause their family any undue...
Oral sex? Didn't he make popcorn or something?
Well, his brother was a famous evangelist, I believe. It's what he said when he got back into the vehicle after having been on the moon.
There he goes, and now he's getting back in the vehicle.
There's the Ames brothers in the background.
Wow, it's really beautiful. See, the angels are helping a spacesuit get into the...
So that's how they did it.
I mean, how did
the
they
secret
even
of their low-gravity liftoff from
Not
Earth's
satellite...
Not only
that, but how did they even get a moon rover up there in the first walk around?
Yeah, and how did they get rover's dog dish and food up there, too?
That's not easy. And water doesn't just stay in the bowl on the moon.
But look at him bounding around in his little suit.
And the flag appears to be moving.
But that's because of where they stuck it, of course.
How?
And, you know, there's another weird thing that happened.
The flag's standing up.
I saw this in the paper about some German guy came home from a party late at night, and he tried to sneak in through his kitty cat door. Because he didn't have his key, but he got stuck, and he was there for hours, and the neighbors came by, and they pulled down his pants, and they took a large flower and deposited it in his, and they painted his buttocks different colors and so forth. So his neighbors apparently didn't like the guy, is what I...
I think they were just trying to help him.
Help him understand the meaninglessness of life. Yes, it was his Zen lesson. But if you're an inebriated German coming home in the dead of night...
Maybe he went to the Republican house of, you know?
Oh, the Republicans. That explains it. Of course they're responsible. They did it.
Oh.
Wait. No, it's the International Republican House of Spankings.
House of Spankings.
It's a real popular place in downtown San Francisco.
Protuberantii insigniores extra cardium contour nates.
Republican spankings.
Etc.
Yes, the King's House
and
of
Stuff Incorporated.
Featuring your waitress.
Your waitress, all the waitresses.
Buffy.
Name. Buffy, yeah.
Yeah.
Buffy the waitress.
That's horrible.
Buffy.
Horrible.
Well, aside from that, what else happened in world news today?
Pockets of dew.
Pockets of dew formed in Siberia. Owing to global warming, the frozen tundra is now beginning to thaw.
And
little daisies are sticking their heads up and...
Enter the skull of a little
fuzzy
bear.
Everywhere we walk doing this documentary, can't ever be touched by animals.
This is a cartoon.
They say that anybody who sights a frozen mammoth here wins a prize, and it's possible even the mammoths are going to thaw and frisk and frolic about once again. As global warming warms the frozen Siberian tundra.
Look at that. It's running already.
Why, what a cute little feller. I think we'll call him Tim.
This place will be great.
It's called our Arctic Circle theme park. It's also known as Walt Disney's White Wilderness.
Yeah, just jump over the pipeline there. Here in the wonderful wild world of wonderful wildness.
Those little dead guys there, they're lemmings. And they never got to the ocean. They slipped in the oil and became discouraged.
And over there are the marmots and the marmadukes.
Those are the marmosets. And, you know, the antlers grow over again every year. But they grow a little bigger each time.
Well, they won't be growing this year because they've all drowned in the oil underneath the pipe, dripping pipe here.
You know, that pipe...
And the audience loves it.
Well, you know, anything with a pipe or bob or anything like that. You know, they always react that way, but...
Yes, it's true. What can we say?
Shirley.
Do they ever extinguish those dogs, or do they just run through the tundra like that?
They burn forever. I think Shirley has a... No, I guess she's not going to
I don't think... It doesn't look like she's going to get up at all.
Not after that, no.
Well, you know, if you get the Aunt Bertha rescue device, they'll be able to get get extract the bodies from the chamber and reanimate them.
Some rescues are worse than the catastrophes which precipitate them, you know. I mean, when you get those jaws of life out there, champing and chewing.
What kind of life is it, you have to ask yourself?
Not much of a life after that.
It's like having warm champagne from the bathroom.
Or warm shampoo in your glass in the morning at the breakfast table. It cleans up the system.
Prell, huh?
Yes, an alien race who inhabited the planet Altair
4. This shampoo's great, Hal.
It's bouncing with bubbles.
It's not shampoo, that's shampoo-poo.
Oh, what a bring down.
That's disgusting.
Well, into every life, some rain must fall.
I like it too.
As the sands in the hourglass, or the decaying dandruff of the giant Luna moth.
As the decaying baronium count.
These are the seconds of our lives.
Ticks away the atomic clock.
Like giant ticks, festering beneath the skin.
Away.
The little aggravations and irritations that make up our veil of tears combine to form this show.
I love this digital enhancement trick here.
Dig it all, every bit of it.
Are you talking about belly button lint?
I'm talking about growing up to be big and strong.
Wow, look at that! Oh, God, I just went through the building. Now.
Not the thunderstorm, nor the lightning flash.
Oh, but now
neither
Edbert
snow,
weeps as her nor son goes off to war.
Rain, nor gloom of night.
What's wrong with her?
The panting of the steam locomotive in heat.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. She's trying to reach the phone, but can't.
Then the Barapasaurus, the flatulent dinosaur.
She's
reach phone and call radio station.
I tried and tried to reach the phone, but my arthritis kept my bony hand from
grasping the receiver. Hey, wait, I saw that lady on TV.
Receiver. Yeah, she was drinking beer.
Yeah.
The only thing I could do was pray to Jesus. But
Jesus.
The line was busy.
The horror of Aunt Bertha.
Okay, you're on the horror of Aunt Bertha. I think the caller became spookified.
Yeah, he was spookified, and he's shameless.
Why don't you just put him in the spook machine?
A rock man looks like a box of rocks, and oh, well,
and a box looks like,
you see, surrounded by dancing, glowing frost fairies, changing the colors of the plants, it's difficult to collect your thoughts and speak in a rational fashion. As tiny elves snicker on the foliage and touch each strand of the spider web with a drop of dew, the mystic beauty of old Mother Nature's sycophants becomes more and more evident, puzzlingly enough. You're listening
to...
That's
the old doors are slamming down at the old Smith place.
Yes, and behind one of these doors is my buxom assistant, and behind the other one, a ferocious man-eating tiger. Now think carefully before you make this important decision.
I just had one question. I wanted to know...
Ask a question.
I wanted to know if Aunt Bertha has ever had an orgasm.
Well, it would be... How are you going to ask her that?
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired today as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA. Lettucey.
It happens all the time like this. Somebody will, that one person will be right there.
And she was just crying. All right. We were getting ready to sing. All right. I hadn't even got the words out. She was already in it. And her eye, she was not too far away, but I just had to tell her to come here. And I held her hand and sang. And I said, see, I had a bad day. I've been performing and I got it all out. And I forget what I do. See, you better remember.
Right.
This is why you're doing it. You belong here to do this. This is your calling, is to ignite something in people, to make them, let them know that they belong too. It's bigger than me. It always has been bigger than me. Mm.
KPFA, storytelling for social change.
Mm-hmm. This is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and 88.1 KFCF in Fresno.
How are you going to ask her that, is the question. We could ask her that, but...
Is she there? Empress?
She's a firm believer
in
the missionary
position. I think
she
went to the bathroom. Hold on just a moment. I'll go and get her. You hold the fort, you guys.
You better knock before you go in there.
Are you in here?
You might catch her indisposed.
Hold on, I'm looking for her. I'm still looking. Hold on. I don't know if she's here or not.
Oh, he caught me in that pose.
And those magazines I left on the table, they're gone. They're missing.
Oh, you want those back?
I needed reading matter to reach the plateau. That is, to reach the Jesus.
Well, that brought the show to a stop. Thanks, you can go back to the bathroom. Well, gosh darn it all, doesn't
what's
that
happening around us here in real life.
Yeah, the old, you know, that's the human drama. And we shouldn't expose these aspects of our program. Let people persist in believing the mythological stories, the dreams which they themselves come up with, associated with our broadcast.
Everybody needs a Sandy Claus.
Or a sandy beach to lie on under a warm tropic sun. While enlarged, engorged parrots shriek obscenities from the tops of swaying cocoa palms.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
And if you'd like to call us, remember, we're at 848-4425 in the 510 area code.
Yeah.
I choose door number one.
Okay, and he chooses door number one. Okay, we're looking for door number one here on the tape. Okay.
What's around here?
Boy, what terrible tape quality.
It has a number one on it.
It's so staticky, I can't tell what's going on here.
I picked door number infinity.
The road goes ever on and on.
While we're looking for door number one,
out from the door where it began.
Wait, door number infinity is on tape number seven.
No, it's door infinity isn't on the tape. It can't be held on a tape.
Coating of crushed walnuts.
I know I got it off of...
Painful as it may be.
1-800.
There we go. Okay.
It's really big.
You've called the Painful Walnut Show.
The door that is...
Having painful problems.
Dance them away with us here.
Ouch.
Dr. Chestnut recommends vigorous physical activity to suppress these feelings and...
Ouch.
Time for your cold shower.
Ah, there's a sort of a popping noise and a tremendous feeling of relief. Like the breath of an angry dragon, it's 4:30 on Friday morning, and you're listening to KPFA 94.1 FM on your radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno, California.
Oh, looks like the CD-ROM of the wild dog is
somebody
loose.
Called a dog catcher. They need to roll the paddy wagon around to get those mutts.
That's disgusting.
Too late.
Well, the lady down the street with smoking the cigar will be able to corral the dog.
He followed me all the way home.
My walnuts are shrinking.
I'm sorry, you did not follow the instructions correctly. If you had, you would not only have made a killing in real estate, but have been able to ease those lower discomforts which so many men in later life find
vexing. You would have also seen that it's my genitals are fluffy was the answer.
And you learn insurance secrets, tough questions, surprising answers. What insurance agents never pass?
Your parents' parents.
Masticate your Buffy.
And there it goes, the masticating puff adder. And the sign of the rabid baboon.
Sure looks funny, don't it?
Don't make fun of him, he's only doing his job. Oh, look what happened.
That was funny, too.
Yeah, it's always funny when
my name's Jeffrey
somebody
Modine.
Gets impaled on a cactus.
Yep. That's funny to me. That these people know humor. No humor at all.
Aqueous humor or vitreous humor.
Just look and see, all right?
Fabulous vacationers at skinfluent prices.
Yes, be skinfluent in your neighborhood.
If you're planning a holiday, remember that most people make the same old mistakes. They buy their tickets through travel agents and away they go.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to go to Bermuda. Okay, thanks. It's my ticket, see?
So that's where Bermuda shorts come from.
Slipped into his luggage was 97-pound package of heroin.
And a huge spider.
Oh,
and
I guess
when
I'm
they got
seen.
There, there was an even huger spider and no heroin.
No. The spider had snorted all the heroin.
And had to be probed by airport officials.
And then the Irish mafia called.
Just at the same time as the spider went berserk and attacked.
Don't sleep with the fishes, man.
The Mexican-Irish mafia.
No. The Mexican-Irish mafia doesn't say sleep with any kind of aquatic creature.
I'm talking about
Now he's getting all confused with the ganja mafia. No, we need to...
El Bello Durmiente.
Yeah, the beautiful subgenius. It's a disgusting film with pornographic representations of dinosaur sex.
Oh, it's great.
Wanton parties in cave villages and Cadillacs full of Americans running down cave people
and
on the streets.
Of, you know, it explains why cavemen hit women with clubs, you know, and so forth. All that stuff. It's all outlined in there. It's a really...
They do it so they can remember.
And the audience goes crazy as
the
they all remember together.
They hit everybody with clubs. It's not just the women. They, of course, they hit the women, but they also hit the other men.
They even hit Perry Mason. And here we have film of that.
But people are such wimps nowadays.
As Tin Tan goes crazy in a courtroom with a stone mallet.
People can handle getting bonked on the head.
Nowadays they can?
Apparently
they can. Oh, they can. Well, some people can, and some people can't.
Well, I found the scene at the party to be quite frightening, where he's running around the room, bonking people on the head with a stone hammer.
And people think that it's just a,
they just kind of slide to the floor, yeah.
Natural-born bonkers from...
Scary
movie. I didn't know that cavemen actually had rubber back.
Well, cavemen also have sessions with Princess Wapish in an apartment.
Wapish.
And the way
and
his
they,
girlfriend,
they sit in cages and the girlfriend
fires off
and
a revolver to train him, you know. It's a school of pedagogy from south of the border.
The little caller became scared and hung up.
Down Mexico way.
Don't be afraid.
That's where I fell
little
in
Hal
love
will sing,
when
sing you to
stars
sleep.
Above came out.
What do you use on your prickly heat?
Okay, now we're using a 00 saw on the Duramater and the skull.
And I couldn't stay.
And we'll be able to lift the skull cap off here and put a probe right into the sawing center where the song is coming from.
Down Mexico.
And he won't feel a thing. Won't even notice that we've been doing this surgery until a year or so from now. When these headaches that just won't go away begin.
We'll just rub some liquid chicken on the wound and it will heal up.
Then she asked if I brushed with Ipana. And I showed her how white my teeth were. And she said, I think that it's beneath... Tell me that I need be a stranger no more.
You need be a stranger no more.
Well, she said it.
Oh,
she actually said
wow,
it.
Okay. That guy just
said it
bowled a strike. I believe. Or was shot down in flames. You be the judge. As the Funkadelic show continues. And now we must consider the war dead and our responsibility to them. With tinny exhalations of a circa 1960s clock radio wakes you up in the morning and you go off to your dull, dead-end job if you, like Joe Lunchpail, aren't listening to the show right now. And ironically enough, some will get up just after the show goes off, and by Jove, they'll turn on KPFA 94.1 FM. But we'll be long gone.
Sleepy. And resting in our new home.
Yes, while we're broadcasting, we never think about sleeping and sinking down to an enormous stuffed pillow.
Don't think about it!
warm, comfortable coverlet, insulating your body from any discomfort from the temperature of the air. A fat, purring cat asleep on your chest so you can't move. Yes, I never think of that because duty comes first.
Ew.
I guess it comes out the same hole. That is, in a taxonomic situation.
That's only for boys.
Let me draw you a cladogram. Oh, this is the relation of it here.
Scientific fact.
Well, they're probably glad of that. After all, there is a vast deference. And as the sun sets slowly in the west, once again, questionable utterances on the show imperil our continuance. So let's move to something safe, like children or bunnies or something that... Actually, both of those
Welcome
are offensive
to the
subjects, too.
Rabbit Lauren. Show.
Think
where we only talk about soft, non-pointed objects.
And round,
tepid subjects.
Trembling
once
bunny.
Rabbit. I had a ring, and it had all these swirly things
and
in it. And when you look inside, you could see the ocean.
Wow. How did they
Thanks.
Ever do that?
Tell us about your dishwashing liquid.
To see the world in a grain of sand and heaven in a wildflower. Hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour.
Liquid chicken dishwashing liquid.
Inside that ring, huh? And it foams and surges like the sea. And through those billowing waves, huge ichthyosaurs jump and dive like porpoises. Yes, indeed. And there's Father Neptune with his long, weedy beard, rising up out of the oozy deep with his three-pronged trident and his tipsy gold crown, water streaming from his shoulders, while nereids and horses with fish's tails and all sorts of things like that are plunging through the foam, and he can't get out of the bottle.
It's almost 3 a.m.
in the 510 area code. Somewhere in the world, it's almost 3 a.m.
That's why, Patrick, you got up and jogged around your hotel as well.
Pounding on your door right now.
Robot spider pounder.
Robot spider sputum on the doorknob. Still,
robot spider door pounders. They're about 9.8 pounds.
A benevolent one.
They bake up real good.
They are good. It was said of some medieval
I really like spider legs.
In an ancient manuscript that she ate spiders and would not leave off eating them. And others of the royal persuasion said they had a crunchy, nutty taste.
They're really good sautéed with garlic.
I like the gummy spiders.
Yummy, yummy.
And lemon juice and
But you want to make sure
sauce.
That they are, in fact, dead.
Oh my
Caramelized
God,
spiders.
Or it'll wriggle and tiggle and tiggle inside you, as the old saying goes.
Best way to do it is roast them on an open flame.
You can pierce the bulbous abdomen with the skewer and turn them
Till
with
you
a little
hear
crank.
A pleasant popping sound.
And it drops off into the ashes. No, that's not the way to do it. Cook them on an ungreased cookie sheet.
What are we supposed to do?
Preheat oven to 450 degrees. Remove spiders from package. Spread about 1 inch apart on cookie sheet. And cook for 8 to 13 minutes or until golden brown. Remove from oven. Caution, cookie sheet may be hot. Spiders still may be moving the eggs.
I just get that, you know, instant spider.
You're not supposed to eat them until they cool down either, I think. The little center of this 10-pound spider can be
just
awful.
Add hot water to it, you know.
Instant spiders, like they used, they had, they planned instant fish, but it was never marketed. The Whammo company that introduced lovable live sea monkeys and the frisbee and the hula hoop and everything planned instant fish to sell through the mail, just like sea monkies. But the fact is,
see,
even though they had,
were they bisexual fish?
They're
dancing
fish that hatch
fish.
Out of little dried eggs and so forth that they'd put in the water. But it turned out all
the
eggs that they brought from Africa died, and they didn't have any to ship to the people after they'd advertised instant fish.
The toy company kills the party fish.
So it was never, ever sold.
Only on this show do you hear the truth.
It's difficult to keep up one's enthusiasm in the face of overwhelming, unrelenting bombardment at the 11th hour when we're ready to go over the top again, but so
great.
Tired we can hardly lift our boots out of the sucking mire.
Can't walk toward the door.
Make sure your weapon is clean and stay awake as you stand on your feet trying not to fall asleep.
Come on now, try with your little radio stuck to your head. Yep, there it goes.
And when we hear the major's whistle blowing, we're going to have to climb up and over the top. And go through no man's land. Go through the wire to KPFA 94.1 FM on your radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in the fungus-shrouded valley of Fresno, California. Yes.
Fun guy.
I try to be, but often invention lags. People aren't interested in being told the history of erotic Mesopotamian pottery, so I have to tie them physically down to a chair or other convenient piece of furniture, tie their eyes open with a monofilament line or a fisherman's thread, and proceed with my demonstration. I take the finished... that is the person who has been educated, the graduate. And,
what?
Well, we'll talk about the educational options in, at another time, since after all,
what?
The time is winding down, the hour is late, the fat is in the fire, the fumets have hit the windmill.
And Glenn Miller and Tom
the fit
Dunn.
Hits the shan.
So, you know, there are people trying to reach us, even though we've given a very bad example of how to behave on the radio, and
that's
bad, bad,
here. We
bad.
Are the ulnar nerve of
bad,
the radio.
Bad, bad.
We are the night people, as you, the little buttonhead, are now finding out. And now he's fighting back with other radio stations.
Is this a case of
play it really loud?
Oh my God!
Silly.
Look at the size of that thing.
You're looking at the antenna. Look at the speaker. At the wattage. Okay, caller, you are the angst. Well, I guess not.
We are the world. We are the...
We're sorry. Your call did not go through.
And so we march boldly forward into the future.
Okay, we're going to run that music for a minute.
Hey, Doc.
Are you finished in there?
Yeah.
What's the purpose of your show?
Someone's finished. What is the purpose of the show?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a good question. That, that's. I'm
purpose,
glad you brought that up 8 minutes before we go off the air. Because we can obfuscate that one.
To inculcate in untutored minds images of a greater and better world, or else ere this, habituated to the petty realities of daily life, the mind may slip back and totally subside.
Now, what do you hear at that end of the show?
Think of these things.
I mean, what does it seem like we're doing?
That's a good question. I don't know if she's ready for it.
Yep, you're right.
She couldn't take it, but, you know, this happens to many people. They are surprised to receive an answer at all. This is the question that we regularly answer.
Call down
after
here,
all, there are certain options which have to be... You always hear the one side of the story, the liberal
Sometimes
side of the story, but there are options, after
best
all.
Unknown.
Options... Today, spider science is in a state of change. The old, stodgy, tweed, suit-wearing spider collectors used to call the forepart of the beast the cephalothorax, but this term is falling out of use, and modern skateboarding, earphone-wearing spider scientists call this section the prosoma. And it's the scariest thing you've ever seen. That may be it, you know, the fact they don't have heads... There's got to be something frightening about them. You know, two legs good, eight legs bad. What can I say? They don't have heads.
They had heads when they came in here.
No, they never did.
Oh, what are we going to do, man?
Were their heads, like, launched or something?
No, their heads are built right into their bodies.
Insurance doesn't cover lost heads during the show.
This is a very ancient characteristic.
And it's just the most terrifying thing imaginable. It's not the only scary thing about him, too.
It's scary. It's expensive, Hal. We got to replace these things, because even if they didn't have heads when he came in, KPFA wants heads when they go out.
I know many people aren't willing to pay these things, but I've got to bring this message to the people before it's too late.
This massage.
Giant spiders are a very real menace. But one's life need not be ruined because of the existence of these things. We're able, as adults, to deal with many of the disruptive elements which cause our lives to be less than ideal. Giant man-eating spiders are simply another one of life's little tricks. No more and no less.
No more tricks.
Zombies, vampires, and werewolves may give us trouble in this veil of tears we call existence.
Earth.
Oh, yeah, on Earth, yes. But it's no big deal. So all I'm trying to tell you cats is relax. Roll with it. Geez, I mean, don't expect... I mean, what can I do? This is just a radio show.
Take a lead.
Oh, what is the purpose of this show?
Now, there's a good question.
To inculcate
again in
receptive minds a knowledge of a greater
and better
world.
You know, that's the eighth time somebody's called tonight and said, what's the purpose of the show?
And then
hung up.
To the realities
now, Hal's
of daily
trying to explain
life,
it
the mind
to you.
May slip back into an earlier state and totally subside into a lack of knowledge of these things.
Of course, that may not happen at all. Instead, comic music will play, and you'll think, what are they
well, that is
the,
what we call the bong cuckoo element of the show. It is specially constructed for us in a factory in Zurich, Switzerland, and has an extremely fine machined tolerance of 1 over 900 microns.
It's barely legal, too.
There is that.
This show is
the
barely legal.
Fascist pigs haven't barely made it illegal yet. Well, you know, I don't see why we have to give up the ship because our our replacement hasn't really arrived. And we have to keep fighting the good fight and leading with the chin.
But I believe our replacement has.
Well, you know about such things. I never do.
There is no replacement.
Well, I remember the replacements. I went to see them in 1969. It was a great concert, as a matter of fact.
No joke. She was scared.
Really?
Yeah, although back then, they is just when they started patting you down to see if you brought liquor into the amphitheater. That is the question. Oh,
about this?
I better get it. Cafe this.
Cafe, yeah, whatever.
Cafe this.
Cafe that and cafe the other.
Excuse me, are you open?
Hey, can you make a cappuccino?
I want a jolt.
Can she bake a cherry pie, Billy Boy? Billy Boy.
I'd like one order of evil cheese bread.
With liquid chicken.
What is this show about?
I don't understand what this show is about.
You're silly. You boys aren't funny. You're
not supposed to understand.
Can you get that now?
I'm just trying to tell you, that's all.
Is there really supposed to be a purpose? I mean...
5 o'clock on Friday.
Do things always have to have a purpose? Can't they just be there?
Well, there's an efficient cause, but that assumes that we have an intention, that we're going to promulgate our ideas at the expense of other ideas, that we think what we have to say is worthy of being said.
I mean, it's not like we're trying to rule the world or anything.
Come on.
Now, don't
records.
Give that aspect
quoting
any
stuff.
Consideration. That is a very minor part of our show. And so we bid you a beef fondue and never let the old side down.
And join us next week for another Puzzle Hour.
Hello?
Fire away there, Bovic. Nice shot. You got it.
Absolutely crucial when you
move up to network station. Many times the network will cut your station free for a large 60-second commercial between shows. Response is perfect.
Yes, I'm Kevin.
And you will have exactly 60 seconds.
Life, like, survive 20 minutes.
Is this your spaceship?
So, I said yes.
Amazed at how far you underestimate the length of a minute.
Condensers, transformers, and knobs. A smooth running motor, centrifugal motor.
Stress me out so bad, honey. I had to come home and put me on a nasty slow jam. It fixed me a 151 in coke. Yes, God.
Oh, I see you trying to kill me.
Child, we down there busy at the job. They riding there gossiping and carrying on all on the media blogs on the internet. And I'm looking at them girls like, child, we got work to do. Talking about this Dr. Conrad Murray trial, honey. They got real mad with me because I told them, look, I don't know what the hell y'all falling all out for all mad and stuff. And truth be told, quiet as it's kept, Dr. Conrad Murray is not on trial for killing Michael Jackson, okay? Michael Jackson been gone. Dr. Conrad Murray is on trial for killing a white woman, okay? Let's just be real, okay?
have my signature. But my handwriting is not what it used to be. Maybe you've had the presence of mind to record this.
You have a bingo, there you are. And whoop, there's my welcoming committee. You dropped your knife and it's a good night. And oh, by the way, after all that, I find out this, whoever just get my first good look at, and it happens to be, I survived the first 30 seconds of this life, whatever you want to call it, by killing someone.
Maybe you've had the presence of mind to record this.
I couldn't tell you how I'm there or who I am or what's going on before I can get to that.
Maybe you've had the presence of mind to record this.
Oh, I see you. I'm trying to kill him. Oh, I see you.
Maybe you've had the presence of mind to record this.
Oh, I see you. Trying to kill me.
But my handwriting is not what it used to be.
Oh, I see you. Trying to kill me. Oh, I see you. Trying to kill me.
Relax my ankles.
Oh, I see you. Trying to kill me. Oh, I see you. Trying to kill me. Oh, I see you. Trying to kill me.
I know this one. I'm going to
see you. Trying to kill me. Trying to kill me. Oh, I see you. Trying to
try to relax.
Use the alternative.
What's the alternative?
To sameness.
Sameness? There's an alternative to sameness. Is that sameness? Sameness. Oh, I know what I need to do. I need to go to a completely different command and control system that allows me to...
Always that.
Very good.
At last.
Yep.
10 minutes, we'll start the show.
And if it really sucks, we'll fix it.
Try to relax. Relax your body completely. Start with your toes. Very relaxed. Let the feeling move up to your legs. Very, very relaxed. All the way up to your
This is an
stomach.
Unfair hearing test.
on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
What? What do you need? Hi.
I need to turn off the radio.
Each night, Father fills me with dread as he sits at the foot of my bed. It's not just that he speaks, but in gibbers and squeaks. But for 17 years, he's been dead.
So, K-Rob, this is K-Rob's show, by the way, on Facebook.
Mine!
We'll fix it.
And if...
That was really nice of Facebook to give you your own Facebook show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Keep it up, you'll be like me, Facebook gold.
I petitioned. And not for that, though.
Yeah, this...
But they, like, if you petition, they put you in a little category. And this
the
guy
Twitter shows, they're only 124 seconds long.
Yeah, but, man. Yes.
Let's get back to the original idea where we were going to be talking
come
about
on, wake
the
up.
Rules
happy
and how we
anniversary,
got it.
Happy anniversary.
Well, there was a cassette.
51M, I think.
You haven't taken it.
Show
since
always
five.
A cassette.
I don't believe a word you've said.
Betty Cassette.
I am the president.
55 apples, too.
Scary planters.
It's quiet, peaceful. I feel
dogmatism
almost like it's my
penis.
Where's all the
I still
took to get here?
Am the president.
It's the dogma here.
Doggo, a special.
You are helpless, Captain.
You should see the lovely guitar that Mobius Rex brought in to play for you this morning.
Chrome plated and hundreds of megavolts.
Every night before I fall asleep, I think that when I wake up, maybe it's all just a dream.
We're going. God!
Got it?
The torn whole new gaps in the synapse responses of the non-listeners at this point. Here in the spooky morning.
The thousands of
numerology of the proof of the Bob. Bob's numbers are 999606. And 13013. The occult significance of the first two is obvious. He's the good guy.
Close and personal, making sure he was the real thing and no cheap imitation.
One.
He's the guitar.
Proof of Bob.
Not the president, after all.
You know the love you feel.
55 Baker 1.
Maybe the country can dream that, but you really are still the president.
Action.
I'll turn on the radio. You'll hear your name. You'll see it.
The news is all bad.
Referring to the game soccer.
Yes, it's a subgenius actor.
This is the
all the networks are always saying bad things about me.
Break away from history and make
we
it
know what
down
to do with such heretics.
Lane.
Burn them, they're evil. Evil.
Sometimes
a thousand twangling instruments about my ears.
I just can't take it anymore. I wished hard enough, and I became the president.
But I'm so confused. Okay, just wait.
Pick up on the
maybe if I wished hard enough again, I could maybe have my own radio station.
Sorry, I'm trying to fix the microphone.
Quit it!
So weird and so loud.
Just think of it.
Well, this is called the bicycle pump.
My own
obvious
station.
Look at this. We're all right.
My own station. My own.
This show.
I love this digital enhancement trick here.
Dig it all. Every bit of it.
Are you talking about belly button lint?
I'm talking about growing up to be big and strong.
Wow, look at that. Oh, God, I just went through the building.
Not the thunderstorm, nor the lightning flash.
Nope, for now.
Neither
Aunt
snow,
weeps as her
nor
son goes off to war.
Rain, nor gloom of night.
What's wrong with her?
The panting of the steam locomotive in heat.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. She's trying to reach the phone, but can't.
Then the Barapasaurus, the flatulent dinosaur.
She's
reach phone.
and call radio station.
I tried and tried to reach the phone, but my arthritis kept my bony hand from grasping
the receiver.
Hey, wait, I saw
that lady on TV. Yeah, she was drinking beer.
Yeah. The only thing I could do was pray to Jesus, but the line was busy.
The horror of Aunt Bertha.
Okay, you're on the horror of Aunt Bertha. I think the caller became spookified.
Yeah, he was spookified, and he's shameless.
Why don't you just put him in the spook machine?
A rock man looks like a box of rocks, and, oh, well,
And a box looks like...
You see, surrounded by dancing, glowing frost fairies, changing the colors of the plants, it's difficult to collect your thoughts and speak in a rational fashion. As tiny elves snicker on the foliage and touch each strand of the spider web with a drop of dew, the mystic beauty of old Mother Nature's sycophants becomes more and more evident, puzzlingly enough. You're listening
to...
The
old doors are slamming down at the old Smith place.
Yes, and behind one of these doors is my buxom assistant, and behind the other one, a ferocious man-eating tiger. Now think carefully before you make this important decision.
I just had one question. I wanted to know...
Ask a question.
I wanted to know if Aunt Bertha has ever had an orgasm.
Well, it would be... How are you going to ask...
It's Undercurrents, Gabriela Castellan here with you, with some great music.
How are you going to ask her that, is the question. We could ask her that, but,
Is she there, Aunt Bertha?
She's a firm believer
I think she went to
position.
The bathroom. Hold on just a moment. I'll go and get her. You, hold the fort, you guys.
You better knock before you go in there.
Are you in here?
You might catch her indisposed.
Hold on, I'm looking for her. I'm still looking. Hold on. I don't know if she's here or not.
Oh, he caught me in that pose.
And those magazines I left on the table, they're gone. They're missing.
Oh, you want those back?
I needed reading matter to reach the plateau. That is, to reach the Jesus.
Well, that brought the show to a stop. Thanks, you can go back to the bathroom. Well, gosh darn it all,
doesn't that be... What's happening around us here in real life?
Yeah, the old... you know, that's the human drama. And we shouldn't expose these aspects of our program. Let people persist in believing the mythological stories, the dreams which they themselves come up with, associated with our broadcast.
Yeah, everybody needs a Sandy Claus.
Or a sandy beach to lie on under a warm tropic sun. While enlarged, engorged parrots shriek obscenities from the tops of swaying cocoa palms.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
And if you'd like to call us, remember, we're at 848-4425 in the 510 area code.
Yeah.
I choose door number one.
Okay, and he chooses door number one. Okay, we're looking for door number one here on the tape.
Okay, and what's around here?
Boy, what terrible tape quality.
It has a number one on it.
It's staticky, I can't tell what's going on here.
Door number infinity.
The road goes ever on and on.
While we're looking for door number one,
out from the door where it began.
Wait, door number infinity is on tape number seven.
No, it's door infinity isn't on the tape. It can't be held on a tape.
Coating of crushed walnuts.
I know I got it off of...
Painful as it may be.
1-800.
There we go. Okay.
It's really big.
You've called the Painful Walnut Show.
The door that is.
Having painful problems.
Dance them away with us here.
Ouch.
Dr. Chestnut recommends vigorous physical activity to suppress these feelings and...
Ouch.
Time for your cold shower.
Ah, there's a sort of a popping noise and a tremendous feeling of relief. Like the breath of an angry dragon, it's 4:30 on Friday morning, and you're listening to KPFA 94.1 FM on your radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno, California.
Oh, the looks like the CD-ROM of the Wild Dog is...
somebody called a dog catcher. They need to roll the paddy wagon around to get those mutts.
That's disgusting.
Too late.
Well, the lady down the street with smoking the cigar will be able to corral the dog.
He followed me all the way home.
My walnuts are shrinking.
I'm sorry, you did not follow the instructions correctly. If you had, you would not only have made a killing in real estate, but have been able to ease those lower discomforts which so many men in later life find vexing.
You would have also seen that my genitals are fluffy was the answer.
And you learn insurance secrets. Tough questions, surprising answers. What insurance agents never pass?
Your parents? Parents.
Masticate your Buffy.
And there it goes, the masticating Buff adder. And the sign of the rabid baboon.
Sure looks funny, don't it?
Don't make fun of him, he's only doing his job. Oh, look what happened.
That was funny, too.
Yeah, it's always funny when somebody gets impaled on a cactus.
Yep, that's funny to me. These people know humor. No humor at all.
Aqueous humor or vitreous humor.
Just look and see, all right?
Fabulous vacations at skinflint prices.
Yes, be skinfluent in your neighborhood.
If you're planning a holiday, remember that most people make the same old mistakes. They buy their tickets through travel agents and away they go.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to go to Bermuda. Okay, thanks. It's my ticket, see?
So that's where Bermuda shorts come from.
Slipped into his luggage was 97-pound package of heroin.
And a huge spider.
When they got there,
there was an even huger spider and no heroin.
No. The spider had snorted all the heroin.
And had to be probed by airport officials.
And then the Irish Mafia called.
Just at the same time as the spider went berserk and attacked.
The Mexican-Irish Mafia.
No. The Mexican-Irish Mafia doesn't say sleep with any kind of aquatic creature.
El Dormado and Pesco.
Now he's getting all confused with the Ganja Mafia. No, we need to...
El Bello Durmiente.
Yeah, the beautiful subgenius. It's a disgusting film with pornographic representations of dinosaur sex.
Oh, it's great.
Wanton parties in cave villages and Cadillacs full of Americans running down cave people
on
the street.
Yeah, and that business of, it explains why cavemen hit women with clubs, and so forth. All that stuff. It's all outlined in there. It's a really...
They do it so they can remember.
Audience goes crazy as they all remember together.
They hit everybody with clubs. It's not just the women. They, of course, they hit the women, but they also hit the other men.
They even hit Perry Mason. And here we have film of that.
People are such wimps nowadays.
As Tin Tan goes crazy in a courtroom with a stone mallet.
People can handle getting bonked on the head.
Nowadays they can?
Apparently
they can. Oh, they can. Well, some people can and some people can't.
Well, I find the scene at the party to be quite frightening, where he's running around the room bonking people on the head with a stone hammer.
And people think that it's just
they just kind of slide to the floor, yeah.
Natural-born bonkers from
scary movie.
I didn't know that cavemen actually had rubber back.
Well, cavemen also have sessions with Princess Wapish in an apartment.
Wapish.
And the way his girlfriend...
They sit in cages and the girlfriend shoots at him.
Fires off a revolver to train him, It's school of pedagogy from south of the border.
The little caller became scared and hung up.
Down Mexico way.
Don't be afraid.
That's where I fell
little
in
Hal
love
will sing,
when
sing you to
stars
sleep.
Above came out.
What do you
use
on your prickly heat?
Okay, now we're using a 00 saw on the Duramator and the skull.
And I couldn't stay.
And we'll be able to lift the skull cap off here and put a probe right into the song center where the song is coming from.
Down Mexico.
And he won't feel a thing. Won't even notice that we've been doing this surgery until a year or so from now. When these headaches that just won't go away begin.
We'll just rub some liquid chicken on the wound and it'll heal up.
Then she asked if I brushed with Ipana. And I showed her how white my teeth were. And she said, I think that it's beneath... Tell me that I need be a stranger no more.
You need be a